Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host.
Welcome to Energy Stew. I'm Peter Roth, the host of the show. And I'm so happy to talk with Tom Martin, who will help us understand the opportunities for a wonderful future for our health, for all of us. And this is a real breakthrough in opportunity to really live a longer, healthier life that we haven't heard about before. It's interesting that there's some noise outside my window, but yeah. Hopefully the audience is not hearing it. So, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here today.
And I'm so glad that we can talk about C60.
Carbon 60.
Right. And that's been a big, long journey of yours for a while now that you're so excited about that you went into business.
We've been in business 5 years now, and we were the first company in the world to offer it for sale. And so it's been very exciting for us just to be a part of it.
Yes, and I'm excited that you are, because you're bringing something to us. Now let's talk about what it is. People are hearing about carbon 60, C60, and most people have no idea what we're talking about. So
that's true.
From what my understanding of it is, it's a form of charcoal.
Well, no, it's about as similar to charcoal as diamond is. So it's an allotrope of carbon.
Right.
So the different allotropes of carbon are, you have, you know, charcoal, which everybody's familiar with, graphene, carbon nanotubes, diamond, and in this case, carbon 60. So it is made out of carbon, but it's as dissimilar to charcoal briquettes as diamond is.
Okay, and it's more important than diamonds. This is something that some people are calling a buckyball.
Yes, and it's named that. The technical name for it is Buckminster Fullerene, because it looks like a geodesic dome. It was named after the architect Buckminster Fuller and his geodesic domes. It looks like that, the carbon molecule itself. It looks like a soccer ball. And so that's where that name comes from, buckyballs.
Right. And the carbon, it's called carbon 60 because is it that there are 60 atoms of carbon that make up this ball?
Yes, exactly. So there's, just like a soccer ball, wherever the seams of a soccer ball would meet, if you put a carbon atom at each of those meeting points, you would have the C60 molecule, the Buckminster Fullerene molecule. And so it is composed of 60 carbon atoms to form this molecule.
Right. And what's so special about the 60 and the form that it takes? Why is that the big part of the magic of this?
Well, because it's a cage, some things can go inside of it. It creates a hollow space inside, and it's a huge cage. As far as molecules go, this cage is pretty large. And so one of the proposed mechanisms of actions for why scientists think that it does what it does is it absorbs some protons. And so it can become positively charged by absorbing some protons. And then the C60 accumulates inside of your mitochondrial membrane walls with this positive charge. And because it reduces the electric potential across that membrane, it catalytically limits the formation of reactive oxygen species in your mitochondria when they're producing energy. And so when they're producing the ATP molecule, your body's energy molecule. And so it's because of that cage structure that it's able to do this.
Right, and
that might not have been a very clear answer.
No, actually, you know, scientifically, I think it's valuable to understand that it's operating electrically in some form.
Yeah, and one thing that's interesting about carbon-60 is that it's not biologically active in the traditional sense. It doesn't interfere with any of your body's known functions. It doesn't inhibit anything. It doesn't promote anything. It's just there in your body, and it changes the electrical potential across certain membranes in a way that, that apparently is very beneficial. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't interfere in traditional chemical processes.
Right. So people have nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah. There's, as far as we know, there's no known negative side effects of carbon-60 at all. At this point, been researched fairly extensively, and it's it continues to be researched at a very high rate. There's people researching it all over the world, and there hasn't been any known negative side effects yet because it doesn't interfere with your body's normal chemistry or normal processes.
And the NIH has actually looked at it and understood its behavior.
Yeah, they actually did the simulations that really examined that mechanism of action where it changes the electric potential across your mitochondrial cell membranes that reduces oxidative stress on your body. And so that was an NIH study that was a follow-up to the University of Paris study where the lifespan of rats doubled. So what started all this was a study that was done at the University of Paris. It was published about 5 years ago. And in that study, they had given carbon-60 to some rats, and the rats that got it lived 2 times the normal rat lifespan. So people were pretty excited about that, and that's what launched our company. I was really excited about that because I'd been following aging research, and so that's what got me interested in carbon-60. So,
and I thought not only did they live twice as long as normal, but they were challenged to do so.
In what sense do you mean? Like,
well, they were exposed to different life-threatening conditions.
There were a couple of different aspects to that study, but there were actually 3 components to that study. One was a biodistribution study. One was an oxidative stress. The C60 showed significant liver protection.
I had just lost you again, by the way, just for a second there.
So. Oh, okay. There were 3 different components to that study. There was a biodistribution study where they wanted to see where C60 would go in an organism. And then there was a component where it was a model for oxidative stress. And so they poisoned some rats that got C60, and the rats that got C60 actually probably would have lived through that lethal dose of poisoning. It provided significant liver protection from the poisoning. So it's known to be an antioxidant. And so that was one component of the test. But the third component and the main component was a chronic toxicity test where they gave some rats C60, they gave some rats just plain olive oil without C60, and they gave some other rats just water. And when the first control rat died, they stopped giving the C60 rats C60 and just let them live out their lives. And so they those are the rats that ended up living twice as long, were the rats that got the carbon-60 olive oil.
Oh, compared to the others.
Yeah, compared to the others. So they weren't part of the rats that were poisoned the way in the second component of the,
right, because that eventually can kill anybody. It depends on how much poison you give them.
Yeah, but it was impressive. That's an often overlooked component of that study was the oxidative stress model, where they gave the rats C60 and then exposed them to basically a lethal dose of oxidative stress. They poisoned them with carbon tetrachloride, which is a model for testing antioxidant properties. And those rats did great. They probably would have lived. They were killed and dissected, unfortunately, but their livers looked really great.
That's nice to know. So, so now we transfer over to humans and find that because of that, years ago, humans thought that they might experiment on their own.
And the way it started with that was, you know, of course, a lot of people read that study and said, well, shoot, this sounds great. I want to experiment with it. I'm not going to wait for it to be FDA approved because that could be 100 years. And, you know, so our, some of the first people to experiment with it were people that had significant issues. They were probably on their way out. And so they didn't, you know, a lot of the first people that experimented with it didn't have much to lose when they started experimenting with it. But the feedback has been pretty incredible over the years. And again, no negative side effects that are known. So, you know, then performance athletes started experimenting with it. Normal people with no issues started experimenting with it. And now we have, I don't know, probably somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people in the world that are experimenting with it. Maybe more now. So,
and I'm experimenting with it. I haven't started yet, but I've ordered some C60 from you.
Great. Okay.
And very excited about trying it. And I'm very interested in the aspect of it that reduces oxidative stress and inflammation. And
yeah. And so all of the different effects of carbon 60, you know, haven't been studied thoroughly. But the one thing that is consistent, that we consistently get back, is that, and according to that NIH model that they did, is that it reduces oxidative stress. And that's probably its primary mode of action. Because it reduces the oxidative stress it, in a way that it reduces the most harmful of the reactive oxygen species, which produce this cascade of bad things that happen in your body, because it reduces like the worst of the oxidative stress in your body. That's probably the main mode of action for it. And that's the most consistent feedback that we get are people that are experimenting with it that just say, you know, wow, like I have more energy and
it can protect us too. Not, yes. You know, give us more energy, but this summer I was watching a bunch of videos from geneticists who were talking about their research. And they said basically that most diseases are aspects of oxidative stress and inflammation.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on in your body with the oxidative stress. And we have to have it. We have to live with it, right? It's the combustion process of your body. It's your body burning fuel and creating energy and living. And so it's a necessary part of life. And that oxidative stress is the byproduct of that. And it's just like a car engine. I mean, there's all of these dirty byproducts that your body has to get rid of. And our bodies do a pretty good job of running smoothly and cleanly, but there's still... that process is still there. And so carbon 60, what it's apparently doing is just greatly cleaning up that process.
Right. And the older we get, the harder it is for our bodies to manage oxidative stress.
Yes. Well, and also a lot of the consequences of that oxidative stress are things like damage to telomere strands and things like that. And so if you can prevent those damages from happening, then your body has a much better chance of dealing with oxidative stress.
And what I love about that, what you just said, is that the telomeres really are a sign of our aging.
Yes.
They shorten and all of a sudden we're older, but if they stay long...
Then we're younger.
Yeah. So I'm for long telomeres. And this is an opportunity for that to happen. So... The way that this is created is these buckyballs, fullerenes, these carbon 60 geometries are produced in a laboratory.
Yes.
And then you process them into oil in an oil form, right?
Yeah. So carbon 60 is soluble in long chain fatty acids. It's soluble in oils and fats, but just a little bit. It's barely soluble. And so if you put the carbon 60 in contact with an oil, in this case, we use olive oil because that's what was used in in all of the research so far. It's been the carrier oil that's been used in the research so far. And it would, in theory, dissolve into any other oil too. And you would expect similar results, but the research that has been done with olive oil. So we use olive oil. And so we mix it for a very long time. We mix it for several weeks, 2 weeks. And the carbon is constantly in contact with that that oil, and it goes into a solution. So we produce a fully saturated solution. We produce, we put as much carbon 60 as can go into solution, into solution.
And in that solution, isn't it easier for it to enter into the cell membranes?
Yes. So if you were to just eat carbon 60 without it being in solution in a carrier oil, it would mostly just go through your body because your body's not looking for carbon 60. Carbon 60 isn't valuable to your body. Your body doesn't even know what it is. It's, you know, your body's not going to absorb very much of it. A very tiny amount might be absorbed into any fats or any fats that it comes in contact with, but it would be a very small amount. And that's why we use a carrier oil. So we dissolve it into, in this case, olive oil in form of fully saturated solution. And then when that goes into your body says, oh, yummy, olive oil in it. Your body absorbs that olive oil and then brings the C60 with it. And so it's necessary to put the C60 into an olive oil or another oil in order to make it bioavailable to your body.
Right. And so then people can purchase this olive oil-based C60 from you. And how large a bottle do you offer? How long does it last?
We produce a 100 milliliter bottle, which is a little less than 4 ounces. In terms of how long it lasts, that's an interesting question. Dosing hasn't been thoroughly studied, but again, from feedback over the last 5 years, we've kind of come up with some general guidelines that seem to work out well for most people experimenting with it. So some people will take an entire bottle, an entire 100 milliliter bottle in a day or two in order to get a lot of carbon 60 into their system, and then cut back to a maintenance dose of maybe 1 teaspoon per day, which is about 5 milliliters. So if you were taking that 5 milliliter, 1 teaspoon dose a day, there would be 20 doses in a 100 milliliter bottle. So a little less than a month.
Okay. And you don't sell larger bottles?
No, we don't. The 4 ounce bottle, the 100 milliliter bottles are perfect because of certain shipping regulations. If you ship things in under 4 ounce sizes, it falls into a lot of shipping categories that are good. And so in order for us to ship it, we ship in 100 milliliter bottles, and we have some really robust packaging that prevents breakage. And we have a secondary containment bag and some things like that. So mostly we decided on that size because, one, it's a convenient size for people to experiment with. It's a good amount for some period of time. And then also we decided on that size because of shipping regulations. And so that's the size that we sell it in. We sell it in 100 milliliter bottles.
So what we're talking about is an opportunity to reduce the stress on our bodies, creating better consequences of good health and living longer. And possible to live a lot longer if your telomeres stay long.
Yeah, in the case of the rats, they lived almost twice as long. They lived 90% longer than a normal rat would be expected to live. But it's important to remember there that the dosing stopped after a relatively short period of time, and then the rats lived for years after that without any carbon 60. So one of the big questions coming out of that was, well, what would have happened if you had kept giving carbon 60 to the rats, but they've lived even longer. And so,
yeah.
Best guess, because of the amount of aging that's attributable to oxidative stress, which is something like 80 or 90% of your aging is because of oxidative stress, and only about 10 to 20% of your aging is attributable to other things like cell division and other things. And so, in theory, we might be able to reduce aging by as much as 80%, using carbon 60.
Well, I'm for that.
Yeah. And so, we might be looking at something like 300 to 500 year lifespans if we could actually reduce aging by
80%. Then we're dealing with consequences of an older population. See, people talk about the problems on this planet of a hyperpopulation, and yet if we're all healthy because of this, then we're productive. And it's different than having an aging, sickly population that everyone has to take care of.
It's not like we think about now where, so let's pick a number like retirement age, you know, I don't know, say 60 years old. It's not like now where we think, okay, everybody that's over 60 years old is retired and they're just being retired. If this stuff works the way that we think it should.
You might want to retire at 120.
Yeah, you might want to retire when you're 200. And if it reduces aging by 80%, say, and it might be less than that, it might be somewhere in that neighborhood, we're not really sure. But it just means that, you know, for every 5 years chronologically, you maybe would have aged 1 year. And so if you started taking it when you were 40, 20 years later, you would be 44. You wouldn't be 60. You'd be.
I like that. So I'm 75. I just turned 75.
Yeah. Well, and you look great for 75.
Thank you. Well, I've taken good care of myself. And I've been an athlete all my life.
Okay. And
so I'm excited about getting younger.
Yeah. Well, and that's an interesting thing too. So carbon 60 does appear to have a lot of just general health benefits because it helps your body run cleaner. And so you get more energy, but it's probably not going to make people younger, but even without making you younger, it's probably going to help bring you to an optimum for your age and then prevent more aging.
Right. That's the point. If I'm doing okay at 75, I should expect to be doing very well at 80 and 85 and 90, et cetera.
Right. And so, maybe over the next, 40 years, maybe 40 years from now, you'll feel like you're 80 finally.
We don't know. I'm for that. This is wonderful because I also eat very restricted and I worry about all the toxins in the world. And if I'm taking something that removes toxins.
Just by cleaning up this combustion process, it's going to help. And then there are some other mechanisms of actions, modes of action that are being studied, like carbon 60 might help your body clean out dead and broken cells. It might have some other effects that could clean up your body. Those effects aren't as well studied as the antioxidant properties of carbon 60, but there's potentially several other things that it would be doing.
That's wonderful.
Show these benefits.
And so what I'm thinking actually is that I think there's a lot of fear now in about our food chain and about GMOs and other toxins that pesticides, etc., that can get, and even our water is dangerous. And if we are taking something that really helps manage all that better, so that we can override those toxins if we don't take too many of them, I imagine.
Well, and that's where it's interesting to read that secondary component of that University of Paris study, the component where they looked at oxidative stress. They had some rats with water, some rats with olive oil, and some rats with carbon 60 olive oil, and they poisoned them all with carbon tetrachloride, which is an oxidative stress model. And it's essentially eating all of the bad food that you could think of enough to kill you. And then seeing what would what would happen.
Yeah, and it worked.
when they looked at the livers, the rats that got water, their livers were shot. I mean, they were going to die. They killed all the rats 24 hours later and dissected them. But the rats that got the water, they were going to die because it was a lethal dose of this basically super oxidant. And then the rats that got olive oil showed a little bit of protection because olive oil is good for you. But the rats that got the carbon 60 olive oil, that they probably would have lived. Their livers looked pretty good. And so if you take that model and you apply it to our food chain, water, other toxins that we're bringing in, it looks like carbon 60 would have a really great effect of protecting your body from that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so when we take it, let's say you take a teaspoon a day, can you take it with food? You take it with other nutrients?
Take it with or without food any time of day. That question hasn't been thoroughly scientifically studied. It hasn't been studied very much at all, but it's in the olive oil. All your body sees is good olive oil. And so your body is going to absorb that pretty much no matter when you take it. Mm-hmm. Whether you take it with food in the morning, at night, with other liquids, it shouldn't matter too much because it's just food intake for your body, and your body is more or less going to absorb that.
And then when your body breaks down the olive oil, basically, it's finding this C60 and the C60 then gets into your cells.
Because the fats from the olive oil get carried around all your cells as food. And so it's transported right to where it needs to be, the carbon 60. And then once it's in your cell, it goes into solution in the lipid layers in your cells, and it stays there, and it goes into these membranes, and it
and what you just said is important, that it stays there. It's not like vitamin C that goes through your system and you know, is used and it's gone.
Well, so also with vitamin C, you know, vitamin C is an antioxidant, but it's consumed when it provides that benefit.
Right.
It's an antioxidant because it chemically reacts with reactive oxygen species and disables those reactive oxygen species. But then the vitamin C is essentially done. I mean, it got consumed in that process. And so, but with carbon 60, it just stays there in these lipid layers. It is eliminated over time, you know, because everything eventually works its way out of your body, but it acts catalytically. It acts with this electrical effect. And so it's not consumed during the process of preventing oxidative stress.
So we keep on giving for a long time.
Yeah.
So we're really at the end of the show. Tom Martin, this is so incredible to talk with you, and people can see right behind you that carbon60oliveoil.com is where to go. And
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been wonderful talking, and hope that we can do it again sometime. And
I hope so soon, because I'd like to our audience to hear much more about it.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much. All the best.
Okay. You too.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.